We have a lot to celebrate today. Many reasons for great joy. I'm not supposed to list them at the beginning of the homily, but I'm going to anyway, otherwise you won't realize how much there is here. I have seven things in my list. First of all, of course, the Immaculate Conception. Today is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Immaculate Conception is the principal patroness of the Philippines. So today is not only a universal celebration for the whole church throughout the world, this celebration of a new beginning, but it's also a national holiday in the Philippines. Second, today is the foundation day of the Anawim community, our 46th anniversary. 46th anniversary of our humble beginnings when three people arrived at the House of Prayer in Corning, New York. Father Francis, Sister Barbara, and Sister Carol. Sister Carol's here with us. Third, today is the conclusion of the year of St. Joseph. December 8 last year to December 8 this year. December 8 last year was the 150th anniversary of the Church's declaration of St. Joseph as the patron, the protector of the universal church. And all year we have been pondering the greatness of St. Joseph. Today we will be, at the end of the Mass, consecrating families to St. Joseph. This is the request of the Bishops' Conference, the CBCP. Said today is the day. We won't do our usual consecration to Mary, which is done on this feast day. Instead, we'll do this national consecration of families to St. Joseph. That's number three. Number four, this is a commitment day, a little bit out of the ordinary for us, but today we will witness the commitment of one new Anawim associate, Leah Taas. Actually, it's been a long time she's been waiting to make this commitment because we don't normally make the commitments in August. That's our annual commitment day, but August 2020, we were in lockdown, so we had to cancel. Then August 2021, we were in lockdown, we had to cancel. So we decided we're not going to wait till next year. We'll just put her commitment day today. So we celebrate this new life on this day of new beginnings. Some members of her family are here, her two sons here, and one of them is celebrating his birthday today, so happy birthday to her son, Jose. Happens to be named Jose on this day in honor of St. Joseph, so happy birthday. Okay, there's more. I only got four. Number five. Today, we celebrate the return to action of the Anawim Men's Choir. The choir has been, we had to suspend their service for months again. Now this is the first time they can come back and serve in the liturgy. And it's a very fitting day to have the choir again because this is also the anniversary of the men's choir. The first service of the men's choir was on our 30th foundation day. So this is the 16th anniversary of the men's choir. So happy anniversary, and all under the direction of Brother Bot. So happy anniversary to the men's choir. Although all the members now were not members 16 years ago. Some of them were, I don't know if you're even alive yet. So that's good though, to have a choir and to fill this place with joyful music. That's number five. Number six, today is also the day on which, it's especially for members of this parish, today is the day on which the new parish church, Mary Mother of the Church, will be consecrated after a long and difficult and expensive construction project. Today, at last, the church will be formally blessed. Bishop Mercado will be there at the church this afternoon for the consecration. Another new beginning. And then number seven, today is also the official celebration of my 60th birthday, even though we all already celebrated it 2 days ago. But that's just to make a perfect seven. So Immaculate Conception, Foundation Day, Year of St. Joseph, Commitment Day, Anawim Men's Choir returns, New Parish Church, and my 60th birthday. Now, enough is enough. Let me try to pick out just a few ideas to focus on. In fact, I'll just pick out these. Mary, Joseph, and Anawim. Mary, Joseph, Anna. I think that's hitting the basics. First of all, Mary, of course. This is the biggest reason for our celebration, the Immaculate Conception, often confused with the conception of Jesus, which we celebrate on March 25. This is the conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, the Immaculate Conception. We don't need reminders that there's something wrong with the world. We don't need reminders that there's something wrong with us. Last night, as I started to prepare this homily, we had been without water all day. And then we got a notice last night that the water interruption is going to extend throughout all of today as well. We won't get water again until midnight tonight. So something wrong with the world if we can't even have water. Then we got another notice last night, came in the social media. Tomorrow, the electricity will be cut off all day, at least in this section. So no water, no electricity. Then I got another notice, when I was looking at the notice on the electricity, a big notice that because today's a holiday, there will be no vaccinations today. So, of all things to celebrate, okay, no vaccinations available today. Striking that all these things are breaking down the way they do it, but not surprising, because we're always getting bad news. We get bad news every day, all the time, whether it's water, electricity, pandemic. I mean, look, everybody's wearing masks and socially distant. This is our situation for a long time already. But it could be our own physical health. It could be struggles in our families. It could be politics. It could be whatever. Terrorism, other kinds of crises, personal, family, communal, national. So I say we don't need any more reminders that something's wrong, but we do need reminders of what is wrong. What's the root of it? And that is sin. Sin. And we need even more reminders of the victory over what is wrong, the victory over sin, the good news that overcomes the bad news. That's what we need. And that's where Mary comes in. This is where this feast day comes in, with her conception, a conception without sin, immaculate. Something new suddenly appears in the world. Someone who is not broken. Someone who is not divided. Someone who is not infected. That's the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is good news. This is great news. Not only for Mary, but for all of us, because Mary was chosen for this great gift, not just for herself, but this privilege was given to her so that she could serve as the mother of the Savior, the mother of God. So for all of us who are saved by Jesus Christ, we are also indebted to Mary, his mother. The saints say this, that God has chosen to involve Mary so deeply in his plan that we owe as much to her as we do to God himself. That's how central Mary is in the plan of God. And this is the reason for our joy today. We have that beautiful hymn at the beginning of the Mass. Now sing a jubilant song. Maybe we don't know the Latin necessarily. Cantate Domino, sing to the Lord. Canta, cantico novo, new song. Cantate Domino canticum novum omnis terra. All the earth should sing a jubilant song to the Lord today. And that's why it's good to have the choir with us. Okay, that's the first point, Mary. Secondly, Joseph. This is the end of the year in his honor. Okay, but what does St. Joseph have to do with the Immaculate Conception? I mean, after all, he wasn't around. And he wasn't involved in the Immaculate Conception. But Mary herself wasn't even around, remember? And she just appeared at the time of her conception, and she wasn't really involved either. She was just a recipient of an extraordinary grace. She didn't do anything to be immaculately conceived. It was pure gift, pure divine intervention. The invasion of grace into the world. So Joseph, in a sense, has nothing to do with it. But you'll notice in the Bible that Joseph is mentioned in the Bible before Mary is. And we see this in today's gospel. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph. So there he is, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. So we're given Joseph's name before we're given Mary's name, which tells us that this miraculous gift, this immaculate woman and her son have been entrusted to the care and to the protection of Saint Joseph from the beginning. Does Joseph know that Mary is immaculately conceived? No, he doesn't know that. Even Mary doesn't know it. I mean, they don't know it until they get to heaven. But they didn't know it. What's great about Joseph is that he accepts in faith things that he can't understand, he can't see, he doesn't know. He accepts them by faith. He accepts them because God reveals them. And this is a vital lesson for us. If we get anything out of this little celebration, we should know God does great things. He does marvelous deeds for us, as we sang in the psalm. God does marvelous deeds for us, but he works in such small and hidden ways, secret ways. Ways we usually can't see, and we often can't understand. So how can we deal with things that we can't see or understand? By faith. By faith. This is Mary's secret. Mary says, let it be done to me according to your word, not according to my understanding, according to your word. And this is the secret of Joseph as well. No questions, no hesitation. He accepts in faith and he acts on what God says. That's Joseph's greatness. Joseph understands that extraordinary things, the extraordinary, marvelous deeds of God, are hidden under ordinary appearances. He himself looks ordinary. Mary looks ordinary. Jesus looks ordinary. We'll see him born in a couple of weeks when we celebrate Christmas. Looks like any other child. God works extraordinary things in humble, ordinary appearances. So St. Joseph is a great example for us and a great protector for us. Protector of the poor and lowly. Protector of the unwed. Mary, Joseph. Okay, third point, unwed. Or third point of reflection, unwed. 46 years old today. I was trying to think of a biblical reference to the 46 years. There is one, you remember, where it mentions 46 years. This trivia question, but it's a good one. When Jesus cleanses the temple and he says, destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days, remember what they say? This is in John's Gospel, chapter 2. They say, this temple took 46 years to build and you're going to rebuild it in 3 days? 46 years. Now, what does that have to do with Anna? Well, the temple that took 46 years to build is what those objecting could see and understand. They didn't know the secret of Mary. They didn't know the secret of Joseph. What they couldn't understand and couldn't see, they would not accept in faith. They had no faith. So they didn't understand that Jesus was talking about the temple of his own body, born of Mary. Well, on a whim, 46 years old, is often hard to understand. It was even harder 46 years ago. What was there? A nothing. A small, hidden nothing. It's in the secret of the heart of Father Francis, accepted in faith by Sister Barbara and Sister Carol. That's all there was. Did they understand it? No. Even Father Francis didn't understand it. He was journeying in faith. He was following the lead of Mary. He was saying, let it be done unto me according to your word, according to the word of God, according to the word of God in the liturgy, pondered in the heart of Mary, pondered in the heart of Mother Church. That's what he was following, without understanding it all. And Anuim is still very small, still hidden, for the most part, still unknown. We won't benefit from the gift of this charism unless we accept it in faith. If we wait till we understand it all, none of us would ever be a member of the Anuim community. It's a big gift. Well, today Leah is making her commitment as an associate. Does she understand everything about this charism? No. She understands enough, though, to be able to say in faith, yes to the call of God. And that's enough. We don't have to know everything, but we have to know or trust that God is calling us. So she just becomes one more example of what we learn from Mary, what we learn from Joseph, what we learn from Father Francis. Say yes to God. Say yes to God for whom nothing is impossible. So that's our call, to live not by sight, not by our ordinary human understanding alone, but to live by faith. With the constant help of Mary Immaculate, whom we celebrate today, with the constant help of Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. So happy anniversary to you, to us, Anuim. Happy commitment day to Leah, and congratulations. And we ask Saint Joseph, protector of the Anuim, to continue to guide us on our Anuim journey.